For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Zollins. Keeping the toolkit sharp, a delegation from Cayman attends the National Hurricane Conference in Orlando this week. The conference is a major annual event for education and professional development in hurricane and disaster preparedness.
With so many people at the conference, it certainly provides us with excellent opportunity and information on hurricane preparedness, response, recovery, and a great opportunity to really interact with a wide range of industry professionals and key decision makers as we prepare for the 2024 season.
Hazard Management Cayman Islands Director Danny Coleman there, speaking to Radio Cayman from Orlando. Some of the topics being emphasized during the four-day conference include lessons learned from previous hurricane strikes, state-of-the-art programs worthy of emulation, advancements in forecasting and weather prediction, and best practices across hazard management, mitigation, and recovery.
The aim of the National Hurricane Conference is to really improve preparedness, response, recovery, and mitigation in order to save lives and property in the United States, but of course in the Caribbean and Pacific. In addition, the conference really serves as a national forum for federal, state, and local officials to exchange ideas and, of course, recommend new policies to improve emergency management.
Premier the Honourable Juliana O'Connor Connolly led the delegation, which included National Weather Service Director General John Tibbetts, as well as Chief Officer and Cabinet Secretary Samuel Rose. On Wednesday, folks in the water sports industry dove into saltwater conversations with West Bay Central MP and Sustainability Minister, the Honourable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes. At the public meeting, they discussed the needs and future of the industry. Radio Cayman's Jeffy Ebanks has more.
Minister for Sustainability and Climate Resiliency, the Honourable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes, gave an update on her plans for improving the water sports industry. Part of the plan is the creation of a specialized task force to better regulate the industry and protect Caymanian interest.
The first thing that I'm doing is establishing the task force, which you might recall a motion was brought to Parliament and passed unanimously. And so to establish what the terms of reference looks like, I figure the best way to start is to understand the concerns of the water sports operators so that the task force can actually be fit for purpose and can actually identify and address all of the nuances that the water sports operators seem to be having.
By including members of the industry and other stakeholders, it is the first step to securing longevity in the industry that for decades has been run by generations of Caymanians.
The task force will have a number of persons on the board that will be representative of government agencies. Those individuals obviously won't have voting rights, and we'll have persons from the industry who will be representative of the concerns, you know, a collective concern overall. So the next steps would be to get the cabinet paper passed so that we can get the task force up and going. Of course, there is still the need, from what I'm understanding, everyone wants to see the industry regulated, and this is the first step to doing that.
President of the Cayman Islands Tourism Association, Troy Leacock, says that the creation of the task force is well needed since it received parliamentary approval some 15 months ago, and says the task force would go a long way into seeking to answer industry-specific questions.
There are a lot of issues concerning water sports operation generally in Cayman, whether they're safety issues, licensing issues, qualification issues, best practice, etc. But there are also issues particular to the North Sound where we really need to think about how do we manage the licensing, how do we manage the capacity and the Caymanian involvement in the operations of what has been a traditionally multi-generational Caymanian industry.
Minister Ebanks says now that she has met with members of the industry, she will now be focused on presenting a final cabinet paper to her cabinet colleagues to establish a task force. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
The chair of the National Road Safety Committee and chief officer in the Ministry of Planning, Agriculture, Housing, Infrastructure, Transport and Development says enough is enough after hundreds of accidents and two road fatalities this year.
Each loss is devastating and leaves an irreplaceable void in families, communities, and society at large. We cannot afford to overlook the gravity of this situation. It is imperative that we all take proactive measures to ensure road safety for ourselves and those around us.
Chief Officer Eric Bush says the committee is urging citizens across all three islands to take the Road to Zero pledge for safer roads.
We must acknowledge that only through community support and a lack of tolerance for this type of behavior will we start to bring about meaningful change. Each of us must make a commitment to safe driving practices and cultivate a culture of respect, mindfulness, and care for our roads.
Members of the public can join the committee in taking the pledge to support the Road to Zero campaign by visiting gov.ky/roadsafety and learn more about road safety initiatives and how to contribute to making the roads safer for everyone. A woman aged 35 of Boden Town has been arrested and formally charged with 2 counts of burglary in relation to incidents in the West Bay Road area on February 14th and March 12th, where condos were broken into and items taken. The woman is also a suspect in other ongoing investigations into similar incidents in the area. She appeared in court on Monday, March 25th, and was remanded in custody pending a further appearance on Thursday, April 4th. Camping is an Easter tradition in Cayman, and the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service want you to have a safe and enjoyable experience.
Be sure to secure your belongings when camping. Remain vigilant of your valuables at all times. Park vehicles in well-lit and monitored areas and check your vehicles regularly. As camping does come with some risk, pay very close attention to your children for their safety, especially around fires and in the water.
RCIPS Media Officer Jodi Ann Powery says it is important to keep them safe.
Ensure your young children wear proper flotation devices and are under constant adult supervision. Try to ensure there are persons within your campsite who are up to date with CPR and first aid training and that there is first aid kits on site.
Police also ask you to be mindful that you respect others around you, bearing in mind that loud music and noise can be disruptive to others. During this Easter, the Department of Environmental Health partners with the Recreation, Parks and Cemetery section of the Public Works Department in an effort to contribute to the creation of a greener and litter-free environment. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has more on garbage disposal tips.
To help the community do their best in keeping things clean this Easter, the DEH have some tips for campers to properly dispose of their waste while protecting the environment. Dispose of all trash, diapers included, properly in the proper bins if available. If bins are not available at the campground, all trash should be removed and disposed of at home. Return the campsite to its original condition for the next camper if you disturb it in any way. Do not forget your good recycling habits on vacation. They are just as important during camping as they are at home. Improper garbage disposal and littering are liable to penalties under the Litter Act and the Public Health Act, including a fine of up to $500. Campers should, therefore, avoid such practices. All waste and garbage should be properly disposed of. Human waste can pollute the water bodies and provides food for disease-transmitting insects or vermin, such as flies and rats. Therefore, every effort must be made to dispose of all such waste in a sanitary manner. Campers should rent a portable toilet or camp at locations with bathroom facilities. Improper disposal of human waste is also an offense under the Public Health Act 2021 revision, Part 3, which is punishable by fines of up to $1,000 and 6 months imprisonment. For additional information, contact the DEH at 949-6696 or email them at dehcustomerservice@gov.ky. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
One last thing, containers for the disposal of litter will be available at popular camping sites. All persons should use these for disposal of any litter or garbage, or in the absence of these, persons should bag and take their waste materials home and dispose of it there. Travelers from Dallas will be able to enjoy daily nonstop service on American Airlines between Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport and Grand Cayman starting on December 5, 2024. The increase in service is due to a high demand for the Cayman Islands in the market during this period. The Cayman Islands Department of Tourism is working closely with American Airlines to promote the route. American Airlines' daily nonstop service from Dallas and Grand Cayman will operate from December 5, 2024 and ends on April 2, 2025. Flights are now available to book through AA.com or by contacting a travel professional. And that's your evening news for Radio Cayman. I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.